This is the WOKV Spotlight on 104.5 WOKV.
Big deal in Jacksonville and for Jacksport specifically as the shipping industry reaches a new height today. The largest ever container ship is set to arrive in the next few hours. One Stork can carry 14,000 containers. Jacksport CEO Eric Green with me on Jacksonville's Morning News. And how significant is today kind of for the future over the next couple of years of Jacksport and the shipping industry here, Eric?
It's fantastic, Rich, and thank you very much. Our community and our port has reached another milestone. What we're seeing is the fruits of our labor and all of our partners who participated in this harbor deepening project come to fruition. We're excited. I think the community is excited, the business community is excited, and certainly it's all about jobs and economic growth.
So how many jobs and what's the long-term economic payoff to this specifically?
So the jobs in itself, our deepening project renders about 15,000 additional jobs. But for the region, Jacksport supports about 138,000 jobs with a $31 billion annual economic impact to the region and the state.
And as we look to look in the past, so you've been with Jacksport long enough and I've been in the market long enough to remember when this was still an idea and was being put down on paper. First of all, did you ever think we'd get here to see the dredging actually go through in all the different fits and starts that we had along the way?
Well, you know, it became more of a challenge, Rich, to be honest with you. I'm a native of Jacksonville. So whatever I could do to impact this community, I certainly would love to do exactly that. But with that challenge, I began to understand that it can be realized. And it's a lot of hard work by a lot of different people, great partnerships along the way with the state of Florida, the city of Jacksonville, as well as our tenants that participated in the project. But a long time coming, but we're here now. And we'll see a lot more of these ships over the years to come.
Yeah, let's talk about that a little bit more in depth. We're visiting with Jacksport CEO Eric Green. Today is really kind of that next milestone, as you say. So what comes next? I mean, obviously, we will want to celebrate where we're at now, but what's kind of next in the pipeline, and how much bigger can these ships ultimately get into the future?
So when we designed and built the Harbor Deepening Project, we can realize roughly about 18,000 TEU ship, but that's transiting one direction, Rich. But the 14,000 to 15,000 TEU ships, they can transit in both directions. A lot of ports don't have that capability. The industry is actually going to much larger ships. We have a couple of carriers that we visited with in Norfolk last week. And they have about 15 of the 15,000 TEU ships that's coming online. So the smaller ships are cascading out and the larger ones are coming in. So I would say over the next, 24 months or so, this will be somewhat of a regular occurrence. Now, we do have the capability to still handle those much smaller ships that have gotten us here today. And we will continue to see a lot of those. But our growth has been methodical, but over the next 24 months, I think it'll be very robust over the years.
TEU meaning a container. Eric Green, the CEO of Jacksport. Immediately, do we see an impact in terms of any logistical challenges of getting these containers offloaded and onto the highway system? Do we have enough drivers to be able to accommodate for this? And ultimately, what does that expansion look like over those next 24 months?
Yeah, you know, the Florida Department of Transportation has done an amazing job with our road system in the state of Florida. So I think the highway capacity is obviously there. I think the truck driver capacity is here. We are not, going 100 miles per hour as we develop this entire plan. So everything is coming together and it's at that fork in the road now where we get to see all of the hard work that all of the different entities have put into making our community what it is today.
One Stork, the largest ever container ship to dock in Jacksport, and it boasts a magenta color. Are you wearing like a little magenta in your tie today over there?
No, I actually have on a pink golf shirt. It's not magenta, but a lot of the staff members, they do have magenta color on. I'm kind of a big guy. I didn't want to be a billboard just standing out there with the magenta color shirt on. So,
the walking billboard. I love it.
Yeah.
Well, look for JackSport CEO Eric Green out in the pink golf shirt right along the riverfront, as there's a lot of interest in this one. Congratulations. Big development today, and we'll certainly look to the future. And there's actually a route that you can see if you are wanting to look at this largest ever container ship to dock in Jacksonville and JackSport. The story's up at WOKV.com. Eric, thanks. It's 8:15 on Jacksonville's Morning News.